put a tag on this text.
Yes, sir.
So you can remember this date, date and time of this message.
Yes, sir.
The epistemology of God.
Amen.
The epistemology of God. Y'all understand it for me, y'all. The epistemology of God.
All right.
To the casual reader of the Bible, the book of Job, they would think that just about Job is about suffering. To the casual reader, I will submit to you that the book of Job is not about suffering. The book of Job, rather, is about God.
Well.
The character, the enormity of living in a universe where God is real. And yet the power and influence of evil is also real.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
But this is the problem I will submit to you this morning about trying to be a casual reader of the Bible. If you are a casual reader of the Bible, you have missed much of what could have blessed you.
Yes.
If you have read the scripture with more intentionality, you will get more out of it.
All right.
The Bible is only the only book that while you read it, it insists on reading you.
Come on, well, now. Well. Yes, say it again. Yes, yes.
I gotta repeat myself.
Come on, now.
It is the only book that while you read it, insists on reading you.
That's it.
It's a living word.
Yes.
Please understand this morning that anybody can take the Bible literally. Anybody. You don't have to be intelligent to read the Bible literally.
Well,
I know a lot of dumb people that take the Bible literally. Because what they say, yes. The real challenge is to take the Bible literally as you take it seriously.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's important that we take it seriously, and take the Bible seriously means that we need to step back from it. Mm-hmm. Watch me now. Look at it, ruminate in it, chew it up, and think about what it is trying to reach us and tell us about ourselves and the nature of God.
Wow.
The book of Job wants us to understand that the star of this book is not suffering. The star of this book, rather, is the power and the permanence of God. God in this particular book uses suffering as his classroom.
All right,
wow.
All right.
Are y'all with me?
Yes,
yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God does his best teaching y'all in that classroom of suffering.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I salute you if some of y'all think we got a degree in God. Some of us got a high school diploma in God. I salute you from graduating from elementary, and now you got a high school diploma in God. Well done.
Wow.
But if you've never been through no suffering, you will never have a PhD in the things of God.
Yes.
Y'all don't get mad at me. Because there are some lessons you can only learn about God with tears running down your face.
That's right. Wow. That's right.
Some prayers you will never be able to pray until you had somebody lie on you, walk out on you.
Wow.
Some anointing you will never be able to access until you have been disappointed, until they fire you. You will never know you had it in you. God uses heartbreak and enormity as the means by which he will disclose and teach us more about who he is.
Yes. Yes.
That's why you ought never to resent your suffering.
Yeah.
Because if God leads you into the valley of the shadow of death,
yeah,
the same God that led you there can lead you out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say, trust where you are. Yeah. Trust where you are. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Where you are is not a mistake.
Thank
you are not here by accident.
Thank you, Lord.
You are not in this mess for no reason.
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
You are here because God wanted to teach you
yes,
something.
Yes.
And you were not a listener if he let you have all your bills paid.
Yes.
Had all the money you need, had all the relationship you thought you needed to be in. You want me to listen to know God?
Thank you, Lord.
I had to learn this, y'all, after being a minister for 25 years and now a pastor. There are some sermons innocent people can't preach.
All right, all right, all right. Come on.
Wow.
There are some sermon people who ain't never done nothing can never preach. Because they don't have the content and the emotional authority, the existential power to tell somebody you can go down into hell and come back.
Well, well, my Lord.
Because they ain't never done nothing wrong theyself.
Well, all right. Yeah.
I would rather be an authentic sinner, Deacon Drayton, in church, struggling to get better than be a lying hypocrite sitting in church like I never did nothing wrong. The Bible says, I got a song. We got a song, y'all, that the angels can't sing. Oh, y'all ain't in the word with me. That is, we are redeemed. Washed in the blood of the crucified one. Angels can't sing that song. Because they never fallen and never did anything wrong. There's a music, a song, that you can conjure up in your spirit when you have come back from the dead. When you have come back from a mistake. When you have had to bleed, suffer, crawl, cry, and almost die. But you picked up your life anyway.
Yes.
No one can sing that song like you can sing it.
Yes.
You told the devil, if I die, I will die moving forward.
Yes.
Because I'd rather die at sea than be safe on the shore.
Yes.
I'm trying to take my time. I'm determined, y'all, to be better than this come hell or high water. I don't care what it costs me, who I got to leave, who I got to cut out my life. No person, place, or thing will stop me from being all that I was born to be in the belly before God said anyone knew me. Tell you a lie. It amazes me how it is never the heat of the flame that breaks our will in suffering. When it gets too hot, it's not the heat of the flame. It's not the burning from the fire that breaks our will.
Thank you, Lord.
It is the things we are losing in the fire that causes us to break.
Well,
you got this, hear me? It's what you think you lost that you were supposed to have. That's what makes you about to lose your mind. Because they just came and repossessed your car. You ain't upset because you can't pay. You just upset the car gone.
Yes.
It's stuff.
Yes.
Come on now, we gonna stuff. Because they say you gotta be a foreclosure, now you gotta downsize. You upset. Not because you can't stand it anymore, no, because you're losing it. And you don't want to go to work and they know that you lost your car. Upset about, can I hang out there with?
Yeah.
Why are you upset about what they can say? They ain't help you pay it anyway. God said, I'm trying to take you to the next level, and I'm trying to graduate you, but you don't want to leave this old classroom.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Talk to me, God. That brings you to the edge of the world. This is what Job is. Job is in his classroom. Learning about God and about himself. And his schoolmaster is the experience of loss.
Wow, wow.
That's the schoolmaster, the experience of loss.
Yes.
Lost his family, lost his children, lost his wife, lost his wealth, lost his health. Now he's on the verge of losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
please understand, sometimes the extent to which you will rise is determined. You might not like this, but how far you have fallen down.
Amen.
That's hard, yeah. I told you this all, I've taught you this time and time again. I don't like the pattern. I don't like God's principle, but just the way he do it.
Yes.
He don't just promote you. You on Easy Street on the beach, and he say, okay, I'm going to take you from this nice beach to the next beach.
Wow.
Oh, no, you're going to go from this beach to the valley of shadow of death until you get to the next beach.
All right, right. Hmm. Wow.
Job could not get double for his trouble. Uh-huh. If he had not lost it in the first place.
All right now.
I'm speaking this morning to people who have lost in here that have lost something along the way.
Well,
I don't know what y'all lost, but y'all lost something along the way.
Well.
I say it this way. I'm speaking to people who have to lose some things to get here. Uh-huh. Where you are in your life right now.
Amen.
Isn't it funny how people sit them in church and think they know you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I ain't gonna get no help in today, but I'm gonna finish this today, though. You might not feel good, but I'm starting to feel real good.
Amen.
They did not have know what you had to sacrifice,
uh-huh.
but they think they know you.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what it took you, what you had to give up to get where you are right now. People know what you did. They can't tell. They can only tell you about your mistakes.
Right.
They know what you did and your mistakes.
Yeah.
But they don't know what you have given up to be who you are.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you,
Lord.
And I'm saying with attitude, devil, yeah. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Too judgmental people are.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
People, they don't know, or they can tell you all the wrong you've done.
Yes.
I don't say don't know what you've given up.
Yes.
But if they knew
yes.
what you gave up,
yes.
they would give you a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get past and take 30 seconds. I'm going to give y'all a standing ovation.
Thank you.
Because y'all went through some stuff.
Yes.
I don't know how you came out of it. I don't know why you're still here.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know how you defeated it. But you came out of it. Whoa, you came out of it.
Thank you, Lord.
You made it out of the darkness, and you have to throw your head back and say to the devil, I'm here whether you like it or not.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Still here?
Amen.
You still here?
Hallelujah.
Look at y'all out there. You still here and you got the nerve to be in here in church today with a smile on your face. Can I get a witness up in here? You still here. They fired you and talked about you. But you got a nerve to show up in church with makeup on your face and your hair looking good. How did you pull that off?
Thank you, Jesus.
After all the hell you've been through.
Thank you, Lord.
I know how you made it, though. You made it by the grace of God. Because we serve a God who got the omnipotence to reach into the darkness through the hellfire, snatch you and make a way out of nowhere.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm beginning to feel praise coming on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he going to conclude it. I don't know how he's gonna graduate me from the grad class, but he's a good darn teacher.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yeah.
And once he lay his hands on you, he said, you gonna make it through this class from hell or high water.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. I don't have no idea what Barack Obama had to pay to become who he is. You had no idea what moderator Carl Johnson had to pay, what Victor Curry had to pay, what T.D. Jakes had to sacrifice to be who they are.
Yes,
I'm going to make it personal. You don't know what your pastor is sacrificing to come, that which God has predestined me to come.
Yeah.
The greater gift that anointing costs something. Gifted and anointed people shine in the light, but they suffer in the dark.
Yes, sir.
You cannot be gifted, anointed, blessed, and called of God and not have to travail, moan, groan, and be broken when nobody's looking.
Thank you, Lord.
I know we make it all of us make it look good. But trust me, in secret places where no man can put his hand, a blessed man or woman will be broken and will have to cry every now and again. Someone ought to tell the neighbor, I had to shed tears that nobody knows about.
Yes.
I had to go through stuff that nobody knows about.
Yes.
I know I got a smile on my face,
Thank you, Lord.
Smile is just a mask that I wear.
Thank you, Lord.
To mask the mess that I got to go through.
Yes.
For 23 chapters, Job has seen his life go through a series of indiscriminate losses. It's amazing when you think about it. It's interesting because if you read all the chapters as a composite together for 23 chapters, he spends much of his time reflecting on what he has lost.
Yeah.
Children gone, wife went crazy, wealth is gone, health is gone, land is gone. For 23 chapters, he's looking over his shoulder, trying to relive. Listen to Pastor. Trying to live what used to be.
What you say?
Wow.
Trying to get back what was stolen.
Yes.
In church, watch me now.
Say it, Pastor.
In church, we have taught you to run into the devil's kingdom and get back what he has taken from us.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know the phrases. I submit to you this morning. Anything the devil took was not yours to begin with. I'm going to mess somebody's theology up.
Amen.
Can I continue to teach? Deep. I told you this message was tough.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, some of the stuff that the devil took, Sister Phil, I don't want it back.
Amen.
Don't want it back.
That's right. That's right.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello.
All right.
That's why I'm going to pray for the devil. I'm going to pray for the devil.
Lord.
Because some of the people and things he took, gone, he took from me, going to give him more hell than they gave me. For 23 chapters, Job is living his life looking through the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Finally. In this 23rd chapter in the 10th verse, Job stops, uses the courage and logic. Watch this, write that word down. Logic.
Logic.
To move forward.
Thank you, Lord.
Say it, Pastor. Move forward.
Sometimes when you don't have the feeling, Tracy, to move forward, you need to use the logic.
Yeah.
Logic will make you move your feet when you don't have the feelings to do so.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes people will wait for the feeling to treat somebody right. Sometimes you have to treat them right and let the feeling catch up.
All right.
Yes.
Preach, black man.
Yes, sir. You preach it.
Yes, sir. Waiting for a feeling. Okay. The topic of this message is the epistemology of God. The word epistemology is not a word I made up. It's in the dictionary. The word epistemology means the study of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
I believe your faith has nothing to with you spiritually. Help me keep you. The knowledge of everything we believe in is based on a foundation of knowledge.
Okay. Right.
How do you know you're saved? How do you know? Do you know it just because you were born into it? You were in church? And you know, like everybody finally went up there and got saved? You think you had to walk up there and do it? But do you really know you're saved? Do you know if you die today, in your last breath here, will it be your first breath with him? Or there's no ultra existing? Maybe we just go to the drill on a Sunday and make ourselves feel different.
Say it, Pastor.
How do you know you will be saved?
Glory.
Wow.
What can I go to the people?
Come on now.
Logic is belief that has been proven.
Right.
Now, the reason I know I'm in the book, because Job used logic after 23 verses. Help me, child. Please, Holy Ghost. 23 verses. He used logic. And by saying this, and this is where epistemology comes in. Job says in the 10th verse, but he know it.
He know it.
Yes.
Epistemology.
Yes.
God knows it.
Yes, he knows it.
He said, God know where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to get, he said, I serve a God.
Yes, sir.
That's not confused.
What you say?
He knows where I am.
Right.
What he has in store for me. I'm confused. I'm the one living down here trying to find out where I'm going. But God knew where I'm going before the end, beginning of the time. Okay, let me take it a further because y'all ain't shouting yet. It's getting good to me now.
Yes, sir.
What is belief? You can't have belief. Y'all with me? You can't have belief until it's tried, Keith. If you haven't tried it, then it's no belief in it.
What did you say, Pastor?
That's why Job said, he knows.
He already know.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
He knows the way that I take, and when he have tried, y'all got it?
Yeah.
When he have tried, how do I know God is a strong deliverer? If I ain't never been through no sickness.
What you say? Say it, Pastor.
Yes.
How am I going to believe that he would heal my body, but I really never had no serious illness? I'm not talking about a cold.
Wow.
Why do I know? Because I heard Grandma talk about him.
Amen.
Grandma said, I did this and did that, and I saw God do this. And I watched Grandma be sick. Grandma tried her faith in front of me. So I based my belief on the foundation of that knowledge that imparted to me through my grandma and my mama that God will do what he said he would do. Job says, I need to bring in and kick in the epistemology of God. He said, because I've lost so much here. He said, I went through so much here. He said that I don't understand why I had to go through what I go through. But he said, guess what? I'm going to use logic. And when you kick logic in one ear, what happens is logic causes you to lean forward. It causes you to lean forward. To have logic, you don't need money. Let me help y'all.
Okay.
To have logic, you don't need a good job. You don't need a whole bunch of friends to have some logic.
Hello.
All you need is the knowledge that God is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
You just need to have a mind. Not a natural mind, but a mind that's been transformed by the power of God. Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I know I'm going through hell, high water. All hell is broken loose.
Yes.
But my logic must catch it, because I don't feel like talking. So what do I got to do? I got to put myself in forward motion. Because guess what? You cannot live your life on past experiences. That's the problem with church folk. We still praising God for what happened in the past. That's why we can't grow. That's why God can't move us to the next level. Because guess what? God said, I did that, done that, and you still want to live the rest of your life praising for that? He said, I'm an on-time God. He said, I'm a living God, and you don't even think about what's in front of you. You cannot use the wisdom of December to answer the questions for June. Can I go to D for you?
Hello.
You cannot answer, you cannot take the experiences of January and expect them to work in April.
Right.
January has taken care of itself.
Amen.
And it's past, and there's nothing you can do about it anymore.
Right.
But the logic of God allows you to know that you ought to call those things are not as if they are.
That's right.
Knowing that God has already walked out your steps.
Wow.
Before he put you in the womb.
Already.
Didn't Jeremiah say, did he tell Jeremiah?
Yes, right. Yes, he did.
Before you were formed in the belly, I knew you.
Amen.
So change your mindset. Let tomorrow, yesterday, take care of yesterday.
That's right.
Praise God for what he's about to do. You don't know how he's going to do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Every level, that's an, I don't want to say it takes a new
thank
devil, we know that part,
Lord.
But every level,
thank
it requires
Lord.
A new logic.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah,
right.
Man.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Every level requires a new logic. The more, you need to have more of I know. God say, I'm an ever-moving God. I'm a living God.
Yes.
I'm ever changed. I'm the same God yesterday, today, forever. He said, my eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, but I have prepared for those that love me. He said, you got to keep and firm anticipation and expectation. Just because you're in class, you're never going to graduate from the class if you don't know how to praise me while you're going through the class.
Shepherd, and you shall not want. Can I get a witness in my deacon's name? wrapped in scarlet clothes. Because he saw me for God. I was going to need him before the beginning of time. Can I preach it like the old Georgia preacher? The Bible tells me that he laid in a manger and he walked on earth 30 years. But that's not the whole story, Sister Thomas. Because he healed the sick, raised the dead, opened up blind eyes. And my man, awesome Jesus, one day was walking on water through the storm. I want to hang out right there. What I like about him, the women don't have to get called for him to find me. He'll find me in the middle of a storm. They took my Jesus. They arrested him on my behalf. They whipped him all night long. He said not a mumbling word. They beat him all night long. Warm as a wretch undone. They whipped him, tore his clothes off of him, Sandra, and they made him carry a cross up Golgotha. And then they laid him on that earth.